ערב טוב, ערב שבת שלום, שבת פרשת בראשית, השתבח שמו, ברוך השם, starting over. So with every פרשת בראשית comes a renewed opportunity to once again begin a multifaceted mitzvah midrabanan. That is a, very rarely do you have a guarantee or a segula as powerful as those quoted by Chazal in the Gemara. There's many, many different segulot out there. Everybody loves segulot. But hands down, the ones that Chazal tell us are the most powerful. There's a famous Gemara in Masechet Berachot, Daf Chet. Amar Rabbi Ami, Kol Hamashlim Parshiyotav Im Hatzibur Ma'arichin Lo Yamav Ushnotav Ve'afilu Atarot V'Divon, which means that anybody who completes his parashiyot, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, with the tzibur, he is, first of all, he is granted ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav. He is granted long life and fulfilling years. What does that mean? What is it? What's the difference? Just say long life. Chayim arukim. What's ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav? It doesn't even say life. It says yamav, days u'shnotav, his years. He gets elongated days and years. What does that even mean? I one time saw a pshat from a governor of Mazuz Shlita. He says, a very interesting pshat. Many people, they look at Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, unfortunately, as a burden. And for many, by the way, it's not the case, but in the beginning at least, when a person starts, it takes time. Especially the words of Targum. Targum is a, you know, there's some pretty difficult words over there. And especially for beginners, it takes a while. The more you do it, the more parashiyot you do, the more years you're doing it, it gets quicker and quicker. Chik-cha, goes quicker. But at least in the beginning, it takes time. Many people mistakenly think to themselves that, hey, why should I invest my time doing this? Yeah, I've heard people say before, it's bitul Torah, chas v'shalom. Says, why? I could be investing my time in learning something that I actually understand, something that I have more sipuk in doing, and therefore I'd rather do that. Says Rav Mazuz, that's exactly what the Gemara comes to negate. A person thinks, oh, if I do this, I'm losing out on quality limud, because I'm doing this. Says the Gemara, ma'arichin lo yamav ushnotav, mida keneged mida, for performing the mitzvah of reading the parasha Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, Hashem elongates our years, He gives us a longer life. All that high quality learning that a person may feel that he missed out on, Hashem says, don't worry. What? I'll compensate, I'll give you a long life so you can make it up. Don't worry about it. Midah keneged midah. But it's a mitzvah like any other. And unfortunately, many people take it lightly, which is a big mistake. It's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. Many segulot besides for a long life associated with the mitzvah, especially like Maran Shulchan Aruch, where would I find the halachot? In Siman, Resh Pe He. Rafe. How do you remember that? Resh Pe He. Rafe. Rafe v'dagush. When you read the parasha, you have to do it b'digduk. You have to know when to make rafe, when to make dagush. Resh pehe, Shulchan Aruch, 285. He's called. Now he says, is it siman? Femod. Now, Maran writes that Yiresh Shamayim, there's machloket, if a person is able to be yotze, Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, as the name would sound, it's supposed to be Targum, Unkelus. What happens if a person wants to read Rashi? Tirgum Pirush Rashi. Instead of Unkelus, there's a Machloket. Maran says, he's not Machriya. He says, some opinions say that you're Yotze. V'Yirashamayim Yetze Yedeshenehim. Yirashamayim should do both Targum Unkelus and Rashi HaKadosh. Now, that's Yirashamayim. But the Mekubalim say that although, according to some poskim, you are Yotze with Rashi alone. Now, let me ask you a question. Not every Pasuk has Rashi. What do you do then? So, the poskim say, according to the opinion that says that you're Yotze with Rashi, Pasukim that you don't have Rashi, repeat it a third time. You do the Pasuk, third time. Now, the Mekubalim, the Ari HaKadosh, writes in Sha'ar Kavanot, that a person is not Yotze this mitzvah without Targum. Without Targum. Now many people ask, many, many people, I've gotten multiple questions about this week, that a person says, I can barely read the words of the Targum. I don't understand a word of the Targum. Wouldn't it be more conducive for me to do Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum in English or in a language that I understand? And the answer to that is no. No, it's not. You want to understand the parasha and read it in English? By all means, 100% do that. But for the mitzvah, bedavka, the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum, a person should bedavka read the Targum in order to be yotze. The reason why Targum was so popular, originally the spoken language for thousands of years in Am Yisrael, was Aramaic. In addition to the fact that the Gemara says Masichet Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that Aramaic was given Behar Sinai along with Lashon HaKodesh. That's why there are certain portions of Tanakh that are written in Aramaic. That gives it Kedusha. So therefore, the Targum portion of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum should not be substituted for any other language, and a person not to say that you shouldn't read the Parasha in English or whatever language you want to understand. That's fine. But for the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, זה שני מקרא ואחד תרגום בדווקא. Now, what do you mean? Okay, so now, there are different ways that different poskim bring down with regards to the order or how to break up the reading of שני מקרא ואחד תרגום. The most preferable is the way Rabbeinu Chaim Vital says that his Rebbe did. Who is the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Chaim Vital? The Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh writes in Sha'ar HaKavanot, this is what he would do. Every single pasuk in the parasha, he would read it as follows. Pasuk, pasuk, targum. Pasuk, pasuk, targum. Pasuk, pasuk, targum. Every single one. Now, nowadays, there are books for Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum that break it up in that way. The only difference is between us and the Ari HaKadosh, there's still some Mekubalim who do it that way. The Ari HaKadosh would do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum on Friday morning, right after Shacharit, while he was still in Talit Utfilin, from a Sefer Torah. He would read the Psukim from a Sefer Torah, and then a Talmid of his would read together with him the Targum, Pasuk, Pasuk, Targum, from a Sefer Torah, while reading Talit Utfilin. While wearing Talit, if you could do that, Kadosh Yamir Lo. But even without a Sefer Torah, Bevadai, Bevadai, you Yurtzeh the Mitzvah. Now, that was the Minhag of Ari HaKadosh, most preferable. Sometimes that takes people a lot of time. The Gaon Mivilna had a different way of reading Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. He would read it by parasha. Now parasha, it's not the way we refer to parashat HaShavua. Parasha refers to paragraphs. The Gra would read, he would break up paragraph of the paragraph, paragraph again, Targum. Next paragraph, paragraph again, Targum. That was the minhag of the Gaon Mivilna. Then, there are other poskim, and the Maran Zichron Veracha and Agon of Mazuz say that a person is Yotze in this way too. Some people find it the fastest. In which way? The whole parasha. Read the whole parashat HaShavua once, the whole parashat HaShavua second time, and then the whole Targum, v'zeo. That's not the best, aval Yotzei midechova. It's certain. Huh?
Yotze?
Bevadai Yotze. Person's Bevadai Yotze. Now, the Mekubalim also say, like we said, there are preferable, and then there's Ikaradin. Preferable, like we said, is, when's the best time to do it?
Friday morning.
Now, if a person didn't do it by Friday morning, the Birkei Yosef says that a person should not eat on Shabbat day, not Friday night, a person should not allow himself to eat Seuda Shniyah Shel Shabbat before he finishes Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum of that week. Huh? Yeah, you shouldn't sit down to the Seuda. Preferably. But let's say he missed that too. Do not sit down to eat Seuda Shniyah until you finish Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Now, as follows. Now, Rabotai, that's preferable. Friday. Rabotai, the earliest that a person can do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, says the Mishnah Berura, is from that Sunday. The Mishnah Berura says not only Sunday, even from the Mincha Shel Shabbat before. The first time the parasha is read B'Tzibur, which is Mincha Shel Shabbat, that's the earliest time you can start Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Preferably, like we said according to the Mekubalim, you should not be Mafsik Ba'imtza. Don't speak at all. Mekubalim were very the Ari HaKadosh, or HaChaim HaKadosh, they were very makpid, not to be mafsik at all throughout the entire Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, even if they wanted to eat or drink. Let's say you want to drink during Shnai Mikra, you can make a bracha before, you can make a bracha during, but it's better to make a bracha before and drink, not to be mafsik, lo bedibur, lo beklum. Just go straight. Now, people who can't do that, it is permissible to break it up according to the days of the week. You can do that too. That's better than nothing. And you're still Yotze the Chova. Now, huh? Yeah. It doesn't have to be. You should finish by Shabbat. Now, b'di'avad, even if a person didn't finish by Shabbat, Maran Shulchan Aruch says that he has until, preferably you should finish by, like we said, Shabbat morning. Now, if you haven't finished by Shabbat morning, the Shulchan Aruch also brings down something else you can do. Although there is no other talking that is permissible during Kriyat HaTorah, there's only one form of lip movement that is mutar during Kriyat Sefer Torah, which is what? If a person did not yet have a chance for Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum, you're allowed to read along with the Shliach Tzibur as he's reading the parasha and do it with him. Huh?
Once,
and then what? And then you do it once, either you do once before and then once with him, or once with him, once after, and then one targum. But then you can save yourself time to do it then with the Shliach Tzibur. Mazen? So, according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, even if you're reading targum as the Torah is being read, mutar. It's not the best.
He's in the first layer, but the seventh layer of Tosfot.
Mutar. Because you're still osek be tzorech kriyat Torah. So it's not the best. The best is to have already finished Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum and listen to the Kriyat HaTorah. But when all else fails, it is mutar to read along Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum with the Shliach Tzibur. And it's not considered speaking during the Aliyah. Ze mutar. Now, also, a person has to make sure, according to Mekubalim, you're not, Targum is Din, Dina Kashia. The Psukim themselves are Dina Rafia. The Targum is Dina Kashia, hard Din. The Mekubalim say, when you finish the parasha, do not end off with Targum. Let's say, the last Pasuk in the Torah, what do you do? The last Pasuk in the parasha, you're reading Mikra, Mikra, Targum. Or if you read the whole, let's say you read Parasha, Parasha, Targum. Do not end off with Targum. You're always supposed to end off with Mikra. Read the last Pasuk of the parasha twice again, and that's how you end off. That's how you're supposed to end off. Now, after that, yeah. Huh? No. Twice. Shnai Mikra. You end off with Shnai Mikra. So, the last one of the last parasha. The last pasuk of the last parasha. Now, the Mekubalim also say, the Ben Ishchai brings down, although it's not part of the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, but it's a good idea and it's also preferable to read the Haftarat HaShavua. Haftarat HaShavua, you read once. You don't need Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. You read one time through the Navi of the Haftarat HaShavua. Now, by the way, another fringe benefit of reading Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, what was the point? Why did the Chachamim didn't say Kol HaKore Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum? What is it called? Kol HaMashlim Parshiyotav Im HaTzibur. The Chachamim wanted the whole Tzibur to always, very similar to the idea of Daf HaYomi, the Chachamim wanted Am Yisrael as a Tzibur to rally around always Parashat HaShavua. The week is always molded after Parashat HaShavua. Nachon? Yeah, that's, so the Chachamim wanted everybody to be together, such that if you're called up, what was the point of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum? Who was the Baal Koreh Bizman Chazal? Who was the Baal Koreh? No such thing. Maze Baal Koreh. Everybody was Baal Koreh. Why? You got called up for an Aliyah. There were seven different Baal Korehs for the week. Everybody who got called up for an Aliyah read his Aliyah. That was the point. There was no... everybody read. Yeah? That was the point. So the Chachamim said, hey, wait a second. The halacha is, halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to read the Torah. You can't be Shliach Tzibur without reviewing the parasha twice before. Mishum Kvod HaTzibur. Said the Chachamim, everybody has a chance of being called up to the Torah, to be Baal Koreh B'Shabbat if you get an Aliyah. Hey, you have to practice the parasha twice before Mishum Kvod HaTzibur. Say the Chachamim, I have a good way to do that. How? Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. You already practiced the parasha twice. That's the way to do it. Fushteis? That's a good thing. Not to say that everybody who goes up today should be reading themselves. Most people, a lot of people should not be reading themselves. Yeah? It's just like, it's a mitzvah for everybody to be makirit mekomo. You know, makirit mekomo, everybody's going to know their place. Everybody's got to know. The people who know how to read, they should know how to read. And the people who don't know how to read, they should know how not to read and to stay quiet. That's a big problem that some people have. Not knowing their place. Not thinking they can read, but they can't. Yeah, like the Gemara says, Shetok beni sheshtikutach yafelach. Sometimes silence is the best gift that you can do to society is what? Exactly. You want to benefit the ecosystem? Close your mouth. That's the best thing that many people can do.
One second.
That's reading together with the Shliach Tzibur. But some people get up. I've had this before. Sometimes there's a reason why later Poskim instituted a Baal Koreh, because not everybody's Ra'uy. Sometimes you have a guy says, I got this one. I'm going to read this one. What am I going to tell him? No. And then the guy starts reading Bar Minan. He's reading Quran. Anyway, Bekitzur.
Because then you're putting down the person before that.
But I'm saying, you're talking about a person who knows how to read. I'm talking about a person who thinks he knows how to read, but I don't know what. Yeah? Bekitzur, mikol makom, the point is, at least the person, even if you're not reading for the tzibur, even if you're reading your own aliyah together with the shliach tzibur, you're acquainted with the words. Hey, I've seen this before. I've read these words before. Some words in the Torah are very difficult. Some words in the Torah are hard to pronounce. Yeah? In Parashat Bereshit, there's some pretty pretty hefty words in Parashat Bereshit. A few of them. Uzaha, va'aretz ha'itov, shama bedolach, ve'eve noshoam.
Huh?
I do both. I usually do both. Both of them are meduyak. The Minchat Shai likes Ula Havdil a little bit better. Yeah. No, with Chatef Patach. Ula Havdil. There's a ma'amid. There's a guy under the vav. Ula Havdil. Yeah. Torah Shabbat Peh. You can read Chumash with Perush Rashi, that's okay, but to do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum at night, besides for Leil Shabbat, is Asur.
Asur?
Yeah. Lefi Asur. Asur Lefi Asur.
Asur or?
Detrimental. Detrimental. Now again. Like Slichot at night. Same thing. Now. Leil Chamishi is okay. That's for Chok Lisan only. Now, many times people will say, this is a different shir, learning Torah Shebichtav at night, which includes Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Person says, hey, wait a minute, if you don't let me do learn Chumash or Tanakh or Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, I'm going to go clubbing. Yeah? Wow. See,
You have no time.
I've gotten these questions before. It's unbelievable the extremes that people... Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum... Or going to a movie. Mata tipesh, ata dafuk basechin, normal. What kind of question is that? You know what I'm saying? He wants to go to the movies, but he wants the Rav to think that he's kadosh. Yeah. For Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, you always do the haftarah shel parashat haShavua, not the haftarah that's being read necessarily on Shabbat day, the haftarah that shayach to the parasha.
Bechol zot,
there's a sod to read the haftarat haShavua, even though it's not being read b'yom Shabbat.
Rav, is the mitzvah the parsha of the week itself, or the whole year's worth of Shmaya?
Kind of like Sfirat HaOmer. Every parasha adds up. The mitzvah is only complete at the end of the year when you finish the Torah.
Person passes away in the middle of the year. He didn't complete the mitzvah.
Person passes away in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer. We can do. Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakach, Yisham, Hashem Mevorach, Rabbi Hanan Menachem Omer.
If the person pauses, during the reading Shnai Mikra, how he has to say
twice?
What
do you mean?
Mikra?
The last sentence.
Finish. Wherever he finishes.
Always finish with
the
Mikra.
No. I'm talking at the end of the parasha. End of the parasha. Yeah. Huh? Mazay? Yes. Yeah, good. How do you know? If you know, so go back and fix it. If you don't know, so you don't know.
Like he,
it's considered that you tried. I don't know. I don't work in Shammai, so I can't answer that. But, I don't know. Again, if you know you made a mistake, so go back and fix it. And if you don't know, what you don't know can't hurt you. Mazen? No. I'm saying if you don't know... if you don't know that you made the mistake.
He thought this word was pronounced this way, and then actually okay. Somebody else pronounced it
another. Just like everything else in life and in Judaism, we do the best we can. That's it. Yeah, do the best we can. What are you saying?
What time did the Shrine of the Balta Torah
Shkia? Oh, you can start from Chatzot. You can do it at Chatzot HaLayla. Chatzot HaLayla, you can start.
Yeah. Shabbat is mutar.
Shabbat is mutar. Gam b'lel Shabbat.
Including Targum.
Including Targum.
What about the question that Targum by Shmini Atzeret? It's not good.
Yeah, that's something else. That's because of Yom Tov. But we hold la'alacha. There's many of these things that we hold against the Ben Ish Chai that you can do it already from Chatzot. Lo tzarech alot ha'shachar v'chule v'chule. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yom Tov
Osa. Yom Tov Osa. Asur.
Chumash
with the Perush of Rashi is Mutar.
But if Targum is considered to be a Perush, why isn't that okay?
Because it's not really, it is a Perush, but we're not learning, if you're learning it as a Perush, Shamati. But if you're doing it as Shnai Mikra V'chat Targum, that's Mikra. Rabbi Chanan Ben Kesha Omer. Yisrael.